This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at ArrowPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us now from wherever he is in Louisiana, where hopefully there's no frosts and no tidal waves and no hurricanes, is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
I am calling you from a disaster-free zone, Bill.
Okay, cool. That's always good to be in a disaster-free zone, let me tell you.
Well, we've tried it both ways. This way works better. Boy, we have enough to talk about and then some. Should we round up the usual suspects?
Well, I mean, I just want to bounce off whatever you've got. I've been covering these rampage killings for the everywhere. I've been covering them, filling in locally. I've been covering them here.
Wow.
Wherever you want to go is fine with me. And if we do more rampage killing, well, it's definitely the low hanging fruit they're trying to sink the Second Amendment with. But whichever way you want to go is good with me.
Well, let's talk about the rampage killing you didn't talk about.
Okay.
You were on WORD, right?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me if you talked about this one. I'd be interested to find out. We had 10 people shot to death by drug gangs in Chicago over the Memorial Day weekend. An additional 42 people were shot. They've survived so far. We hope for their recovery.
Now, I did go visit the website.
Hey, Jackass?
Hey, Jackass. I did go visit that website, and I did point that out. And this is the thing. This is the thing that I don't understand about the rampage killings versus those, is because what happened in Buffalo, and sometimes, right, depending on the time of year, what happened in Uvalde happens in Chicago over in a 4-day period over the weekend, every weekend of the year.
Many of them. Absolutely right. Now, let me put that in perspective, though. Most of the counties in the United States will not have a single murder of any kind.
Yep.
Not with a firearm, not with a knife, not vehicular homicide. No. In contrast, 1 out of 50, 2% of our counties will account for over half of our nation's murders.
Yep.
So violence is concentrated in a few of our failed cities. We see violence increase when young men can't succeed with a regular job and they turn to drugs and to drug gangs. That's the formula. And come to think of it, if we added those up, just a few of our cities, lump Chicago in with East St. Louis, right? Oh, toss in Baltimore, Camden, Compton, Richmond. That makes Uvalde pale in comparison, and we do it every single weekend.
Well, you know, and the thing regarding what these stats that you're talking about, In the Blue Cities, it's just getting worse.
Yes.
It's just getting worse. And I mean, in New York, they don't need guns to carry. They'll just throw you in front of a train, follow you into your house, and stab you 40 times in your own bathtub. I mean, and dead is dead. And there is no moral high ground to being murdered. Is, you know, I'm not going to be sitting back going, well, you know, Rob, that guy killed me with a heavy spoon. Versus being shot. If I was shot, I would lose all the moral high ground I had being killed this way. And
the great news is that's not inevitable. We saw crime fall. Now, I understand that when you crush the economy, people lose hope. They can't build a life for themselves. They feel desperate. They turn to drugs to dull their senses. They turn to drugs to get ahead. But crime fell in Jacksonville, Florida. Crime fell in Nashville, Tennessee. Crime fell in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Because prosecutors and the police said, we know that violent crime is caused by a few individuals. What was it, 2,000? Are effectively the drug enforcers. Was it 1,800, 2,000? For the entire nation. Cops know who they are. And in those cities, the cops piled on and crime fell.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about this. And while we're out there talking stats, I'm going to give you a stat that I found to be quite startling, but then if you look at it, it really is true. Between the end of the Civil War and the 60s, when they started the Civil Rights Movement, when in the southeast of the United States and in other places as well, I'm sure, when all of these black people were simply being killed for being black.
Right.
By the Democrats, by the KKK at the time.
Right.
3,418 individuals died. In that entire period between the ending of the Civil War and the beginning of the Civil Rights Movement. Since the advent of BLM, where this has been happening, most of this stuff is happening in these blue cities, where they're successfully protesting and all this, you know, the peaceful protests. There's been an additional 3,800 black Americans killed.
Wow.
In the name of Black Lives Matter since 2019.
In defunding the police, in bail reform. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I get it.
And then when they have one of these horrific events that is a, and I don't want to seem abrasive here, but rampage killings of this type are actually still a statistical blip.
Yes.
School shootings of this type, there's been 13 of them since 1966.
Yes.
So, and the fact is that there should have been one since 1966, but we haven't taken any steps to prevent that, but that's beside the point. If they were really worried about public safety and lives and all this other stuff, there's a lot of things they could be doing that they're not, and they're not looking at the people responsible. They're looking at optics.
Right.
And, you know, numbers don't lie. It's not, there's no racial component. There's no animus. There's no morality to it. Numbers are simply numbers. They're not, even if you want to call them whatever you want to call them, but that they are not. So, I don't know. I look at all this stuff and,
well, it puts it in perspective, Bill.
It does. It does indeed. It does indeed. Did you go to the NRA show?
I did not. We can talk about that after the break.
Well, I didn't go either, so we can talk about it. I don't know what we have to say about it. We are coming up on the break. How do they find you?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Ammoland, and I get to write the weekly Armed Citizens column. Once a week, I get to hang with Bill and the Ninjas. Thank you for having me back.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am speaking with Rob Morse, writer, podcaster, trainer, trainee. Where would you like to go now, sir?
I want to go to your shoulder. I've seen, you know, I've had older women come to me and go, look, I don't have the grip strength. It feels really hard. I have to concentrate to rack the slide on a handgun. And I said, have you considered a 22 rifle? You know, a 10-22. Let's put a laser on it. Because then even if you're not wearing your glasses, you can put shots where you want them, particularly at night. And that got me thinking. I've shot an AR lots of times. I think the reason the Dems hate it is because it's a girl's gun. It's a teenager's gun.
Yeah.
Semi-automatic, box-fed rifles. They were introduced 116 years ago. The only thing interesting about an AR is cheap, it's light, it's made out of plastic.
I love when they get out there and call it a weapon of war because, you know, Armalite, when they introduced it, it was a semi-automatic civilian gun before the Air Force adopted it.
Yes.
And converted it. So
The Remington Model 8 was introduced in, oh, I'm going to get it wrong here, 1906. And it wasn't through the entire First World War. The Army was still, you know, moving a lever on a bolt-action gun.
Right.
It wasn't until the middle of the Second World War that they said, oh, you know, this firepower, this rapid fire, that might be really useful. To me, it's the Volks gun. And I've got two stories about it, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Just because we've heard so much foolishness. This is a story, I used it on self-defense gun stories, that came out of Brownsboro, Texas. It was the middle of a morning, a homeowner hears the sounds of breaking glass. He's not carrying concealed at home. He grabs his rifle in the closet, racks the bolt, walks into the middle of his house and goes, oh my, you don't belong here, don't move. A female accomplice turns and runs. The defender does not shoot her in the back. He lets her go. Calls 911. Police arrest the intruder. Homeowner says, hi. See the broken front door? Here's the guy. So the police arrest him, take him to jail. This is so ordinary, it's shocking. The guy used a rifle.
Right.
It's the gun he's familiar with. It's better to use the gun you're familiar with than what the guy in the gun store tells you, quote, should use. What's also absolutely did common, 80% of the time, we don't press the trigger.
Well, I think that's due to the fact that anybody looking down the barrel of a gun, that gun looks like a drainage ditch, that barrel, aimed
right
at them. And you know that there's going to be some kind of a report, if you will. But
right,
that's all beside the point. What's the other one?
Okay. Well, this one I bet you did cover. And
okay,
God bless. This is the one out of Charleston, West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
The woman has her concealed carry permit. She's attending a combined graduation party, birthday party. It's at an apartment complex. And there are about 40 people attending. I think they spill out of the pool area. They're into the parking lot. And a guy carries on late at night, too. And I'm going, wow, this was quite the graduation party. I wish I was invited. 10 o'clock, a guy speeds through, and everybody's going, whoa, whoa, slow down. The guy takes offense, comes back a half hour later, parks his car, climbs into the back seat, and starts shooting at the crowd with his AR. And a woman with her carry permit who's in the crowd says, that's pretty obviously not right, and she returns fire.
Right.
Shooting somebody who's hunkered down in the back seat of a car, good for her. She lands several shots on target. He stops shooting. Everybody, you know, heads for cover, gets behind cars, gets behind the building, calls the police. Police show up. She stays there. You know, her gun's back in the holster. No one wants to go up and, you know, poke the car and see what happened. A convicted felon, long criminal record. They're investigating when, where, and how he got the AR. He did not get it legally. Proving once again that good guys will stop murderers and criminals aren't stopped by background checks.
Yeah. Well, background checks are the biggest waste of time I've ever seen.
Well,
I don't know.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, I first of all, most of these rampage killers, they don't get caught up in the net of the red flag control laws and the registry right. laws and all the other, and the, you know, like the guy in Buffalo, he was using a New York compliant AR-15, which meant it had been melted and remolded and didn't have a bayonet lug and it didn't have a suppressor, and you know, he got past the non-removable magazine with a drill.
Right.
I mean, and he passed the background check.
Mass murder is not a long-term career path.
Nope.
It's not like you go, well, I've only done mass murder twice. What do you mean I can't get a gun? Right. No, most time they're jailed or dead. I heard this. I haven't read the article. I was hoping when you get Dan on, or Dean. This is twice now, and I wondered if you talked about it. The crazy guy, the overt racist in Buffalo.
Yeah.
There was a guy who was a federal agent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who was monitoring this guy, and he didn't. The guy goes, you know, I'm going to go kill someone. Now, if I say I'm going to go kill black people, that's actually not. If a black guy goes, I live next door to this crazy racist, can I get a gun? He says, no. The sheriff says no because he didn't say he's not going to kill you. So everybody else is going, FBI, please look at this guy, and they didn't. Similar stories are coming out of Uvalde.
Well, that's the other common denominator. I mean, Nicholas Cruz was on their radar. Elliot Rogers was on their radar. DC Naval Yard guy, he was calling in conversations with a microwave.
Yes. Yeah, he was having a schizophrenic break is what he
yes.
was, poor man.
And
now what?
And he still passed the background check.
Yes. Oh, didn't the FBI pay a several million dollar payout to the families from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas because they ignored the complaints?
Let's cover that when we get back. No, no problems. Getting lost in the conversation. I'm talking to Rob Morris, writer and podcaster. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A hepatitis A outbreak has possibly been caused by organic strawberries. The Food and Drug Administration, the Center for Disease Control, and two food and public health agencies in Canada are investigating an outbreak of hepatitis A across U.S. and Canada. The number of infections are potentially linked to fresh Campo and Hebb organic strawberries, purchased between March 5th and April 25th. It was a chaotic holiday weekend for those traveling by air this Memorial Day. Roughly 6,000 global flights had been canceled since Friday, with hundreds more flights delayed. That's according to flight tracking website FlightAware. Some 1,640 flights were canceled on Sunday alone. Delta Airlines is heavily affected by the cancellations, with more than 500 domestic and international flights canceled on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. USA Radio News. Protesters angry over a building collapse in southwestern Iran that killed at least 33 people shouted down an emissary sent by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, in which riot police clubbed down demonstrators and fired tear gas. The demonstration against Iran's government is response to the disaster a week ago. Pressure continues in Iran over rising food prices and a very stale economy. Let's get an update on the Mona Lisa attack by a crazed environmentalist over the weekend.
A man disguised as an old woman in a wheelchair threw a piece of cake at the glass protecting the Mona Lisa while shouting at people to think of planet Earth. Videos of Sunday's incident showed the man in a wig and lipstick arriving in a wheelchair. He was also seen throwing roses in the museum gallery. Paris officials say the 36-year-old man was detained after the incident and sent to a police psychiatric unit. An investigation into the damage of cultural artifacts has been opened. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. We got lost in the conversation the last time. I had Jim Irvine on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, had him on the show. I don't remember what day it was. It must have been Thursday, maybe.
Okay.
And you've been through the Faster program.
Several times.
Yeah.
So four times, with the I think.
With the Faster program, okay, because one of the things they get out there is they want to say, well, you know, a teacher that knows how to keep the rapt attention of a classroom full of 9-year-olds doesn't have the intelligence enough to handle a gun.
Oh, really?
Now, yeah. So my question is, the curriculum that they impart upon these teachers, they pass on to these teachers. A lot of them pass it and go back for more, don't they?
Yes. Bill, these are all people who conceal carry already. It starts with the assumption that you have a firearm that fits you, you know how to present it. We'll work on the technique of presenting it efficiently. It's really about developing the heart of a defender. And it's the moral weight of defending kids that often drives these teachers out of the program and right back in. Because it is a bitter pill to swallow. You have to look at the kids you love with your heart. You're going to step in front of a murderer's gun. That's easy. That, for them, they treat those children as if they're their own. So they've already made that decision a long time ago.
The thing about, and I don't know, do you know what the percentage is of, how many states have the FAFSA program? I know Colorado and Ohio does.
Officially, I think there are 16 states with an armed school staff program. Now,
right.
Some, like I think Utah and Idaho, it's a bit of a don't ask, don't tell. Just like, Vermont carry? Am I getting that right? Or is it New Hampshire carry?
I don't know.
Where we the state never asked for concealed carry permit, so we don't know if you have a permit.
Vermont's never asked.
That's fine.
Yeah, Vermont's never asked before.
So when there is national news like this, more people with their concealed carry license in those states just go, gosh, I'm a school teacher, best guess I'd better carry. It's an informal program, although there are now formal programs being introduced.
Now, with these formal programs, so they get out there, and instead of having signage out there saying, this is a gun-free zone, we are here and we are invested in your children's safety, do they have signs out there saying, we are packing, and if you come in here, we're going to kill you to death?
There are a number of those signs. Texas has what they call independent school districts, and I've never understood what the contrast is, like it's a dependent school district. I think that means it's in a rural location, not identified with a city or a major city. Yeah, in Texas they do. A lot of other states merely say school staff are armed. They don't. Texas has a way of kind of letting you know they mean it.
Well, I mean, 30% of Texas is armed. I mean, Wilbarger County, Texas, has been armed since 2007.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I mean, and you don't hear about no shootings there because while they won't tell you which teachers are armed, they'll be happy to tell you, but we have teachers here that are armed. And, and let you do the math.
What they did, and I thought it was a mistake. The people who developed the school resource officer program developed the FASTER program, which said, look, we've got people in school. It might be the bus driver. It might be the cafeteria lady. It might be the guy who's got the keys to the kingdom. The janitor has every key for every door we have. If he's carrying, what does he need to know? And they said, okay, stop, let us think. And they came up with a very tight curriculum. And the reason you want to keep the curriculum small is we can come up with 1,000 hours of things we might want them to have.
Sure.
You know, emergency medical trauma, AE, the whole bit. But then that means there are a lot of people who don't have that last qualification that we're going to say, no, you're not good enough. And we found out that it's better to have people near the shooter than to have the perfect person who arrives in 8 minutes because they're not enough of them.
Right.
Yeah, time is of the essence. And you would think that, oh, well, so these people are marginally qualified. If you were doing surgery on your child, you would really care to get it right.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the attitude these teachers have. Bill, I've done, you know, you were there when your children were born. It was moving. Watching the dedication of these teachers was equally moving for me.
Well, I mean, I remember my teachers. I don't know what they're like now because it seems like today's teachers, I really want to believe they're not all like this, but a lot of them that you see about or read about are very intent on introducing sexual agendas to kids.
Right.
And I hope that's not the case with everybody. But my teachers, when I was a kid, my teachers cried at the end of the school year. And they'd be really happy to see us as we were growing up, you know. My first grade teacher was happy to see me in the second grade and so forth and so on. And when I have run into the few that are, I guess, now still alive, as an adult, you know, and they remember me, it's pretty good stuff. So I always thought they had sort of a parental feel
yes.
for their kids, and that they would be quite fierce defending them. So the idea of an armed teacher on site when it happens. See, they can, I mean, first of all, guys got to breach the building and get in.
Right.
And I'm going to presume most of the time they do know about that. I'm sure they knew about it in Sandy Hook. I'm sure that they knew about it in this particular case because there had been shooting going on. They had stuff in Uvalde. They'd done lockdowns before. But having said all of that, I can't think of anything more fierce to face than a bunch of teachers that are up there like, oh, you're coming into our school? Okay. Well, guess what? We got the detention slips.
Well, okay, and I talk about this on self-defense gun stories. We only got 30 seconds. We'll talk about it more. There are ways we set up the defense of our home so we don't fail. And it doesn't involve a drawbridge and a moat.
Right.
It involves a locked door and you hiding behind the bed. It's setting it up so it's brain dead simple and you can't lose. When we come back.
Yeah. And how would they find you again, please, sir?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. It's a small podcast once a week. And I co-host the Polite Society podcast. That comes out by the Second Amendment Foundation. Runs on for an hour and a half. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing is picked up. It's carried at Amaland, where I also write the weekly Armed Citizens column. Then Bill invites me in. All the text I plan go out the window because Bill and I get carried away.
Of course. And, you know, neither of us went to the NRA show, so we don't know what to tell you about that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. It's been one of those days where we're talking and then we forget that we're actually up against something called a clock.
You mentioned something fascinating. The FBI paid $127 million to the victims in Parkland, Florida, because the FBI ignored warnings about the murder. And as we mentioned, the feds knew about the murder in Buffalo and Uvalde, too.
Well, and this is the thing. This is the thing about this. I don't understand. Even though the left doesn't have a thing about guns, you know, physically. They think guns are a great idea. Just ask Tulsi Gabbard. She's got an armed security detail.
Right.
So they think guns are a great idea. And I'm using her because everybody seems to think she's like, she's a pseudo-conservative. But by the same token, they've also known what works and what doesn't work to harden a target. There's no way to prevent a few things. There's no way to prevent mental illness. We just came off of 2 years.
Right.
2 years of isolation. And anybody that was already stewing in this kind of stuff, like both these guys were 18 years old, so they were 16 when all this began.
Right. Formative years, and
yep.
We isolated them.
Yep.
Isolation is deadly.
Yep. So they've gone through the isolation, and I've talked, and I'm sure you have too, I've talked a little bit about, we don't know how many people committed suicide, we don't know how many people got dependent on drugs. I mean, the isolation, all of that isolation was just all a bad thing all the way around.
We will discover it, but it's going to take us some time, yeah.
Sure.
It's
but
not
in the interim, instead of saying, okay, enough of this is what if every politician were to say this, I'll bet you the groundswell would be enormous in support. Enough is enough. We're going to harden these targets. We're going to arm these teachers. This is a strictly voluntary thing. In these states where they don't have shall issue, well, they're going to have to come up with an alternate a viable alternative to having armed teachers. They're going to have to bolster security in the gun-free zone. If you're going to have a gun-free zone, there has to be a deterrent inside the gun-free zone to criminals coming in there and shooting the place up. If they were to do that, that would be one thing. But instead, no, we got people talking about red flag laws, which, you know, red flag laws are in place in New York, and the Buffalo shooter got through those. They are in place. 5150 was in place with Elliot Rodgers. I don't know if they had those with Nicholas Cruz, but, I mean, they had everything but that happening around him. They had a route. All right, where are we going to stop today? Oh, yeah, today's the day we stopped by Cruz's house. And, you know, they went and saw him how many times. So even, and most of these states already have laws in place, and I don't know what they would be called, but they have plenty of laws in place to where if you are semi-psychotic or, you know, something going on with you, they don't need to have a red flag law. They can lock you up and put you in a psych ward for 72 hours and figure out right. What's going on with you. Most of these states already have that in place. So here's my conclusion. And I don't care what, I care about what you think, but I don't really care about what anybody else thinks when I say this. But my conclusion is that with Democrats, death in schools is a good thing. It's good for business because they want to ban guns. You can't have a socialist paradise if you can't ban guns. And you got Joe Biden. The thing about dementia is that you don't know when to shut up and keep certain things to yourself. Yeah. And he's out there talking about banning 9mm pistols while his Secret Service detail around him is carrying what?
Exactly. 9mm by the pound.
Yeah.
I want to back up half a step because you said something I thought was really interesting.
Sure.
There are states where New Jersey, I got a comment, I've been writing about this, as you'd expect, and the person said, I would be afraid to carry in a New Jersey school because the way New Jersey law is written, you're guilty and then you have to prove your innocence. So I could do exactly the right thing and destroy my family with the financial burden of having to prove that this was a mass murderer. It's really clear. But I'm paying my own legal bills, and
sure. My
family has to disown me so that they can keep the house. The other thing that I thought was interesting, the school staff and the FASTER program, they have to qualify with a shooting score that exceeds the state police qualifying score.
Right, right.
Which they do. And the other thing, Bill, do you remember the SRO in the Parkland school shooting, Parkland, Florida? He stayed outside and watched. And
right.
A federal appeals court judge said, yeah, he doesn't have a duty to advance.
No, that's settled law. I thought the Supreme Court had already settled that as well. But, I mean, they have no obligation to protect any individual. I don't know how that squares with the job because they're expected to run to
right.
the shooting. But, you know. If it comes down to it, and they decide, well, not today. They don't have to go. And
if they were going to say, okay, we're going to put police officers in school because the school staff can't defend themselves, it's effectively illegal, then I think that immunity should be revoked. Yes, you have an obligation. Since you disarm the victims, you have an obligation for the representatives of the state to move toward the sound of the gunfire.
I don't think, you know, I think what I would do is I think I would make it, they would have to hire somebody besides cops.
Yes.
They would have to hire somebody besides cops. Well, I mean, I think they should hire military veterans. I think they should let them kid
right.
up and walk around all kitted up. I know everybody's like, oh, Bill, do you know what that would do to the children would look at that and go, what is that? What's this do? What does that do? And
the boys would go, can I be like you?
Yeah, yeah. And at the same time, you'd have a bunch of guys that, you know, combat soldiers, despite all the PTSD and everything else, they have this ability to flip a switch and go from being, let me go walk the family dog to, let me throw a little hyperviolence out there and we're going to go get some scalps and then flip it back off.
Right.
And, it's not quite that simple, but it does boil down to the fact that it takes a different mindset and Super Dave and I were just talking about this. It takes a different mindset to be in a destructive frame of mind if somebody dares come into your charge versus being a police officer who's, you know, he's got a lot of jobs. He's got to be a psychological counselor. He's got to be the kid's best friend. He's got to be, you know, he's got to know how to de-escalate a situation. He's got to be able to escalate a situation if it has to. And he's got so many things. And having one group of guys there whose sole purpose had nothing to do with anything else, no outreach, no nothing. I'll bet you. And if they had to pay for that, I'll bet you there would be a, because I still think armed teachers is the best way to go. Armed teachers, let the school arm up the teachers and have a couple of SROs in the place, and that's got to be the best combination there is.
Bill, do you think that being around kids would help the PTSD of some military veterans?
Probably. To some degree, it probably would. It probably wouldn't hurt, but I mean, they would have to be screened. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
We don't need a Superman. I'm thinking it might do the vets a world of good.
It probably would. But we're running out of time. So, thank you for shifting like you did and everything else. And
My pleasure, Bill.
Maybe everything will be back to normal as far as a timeline and everything next week. And check out Rob. Check out Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. Very good, unique type podcast of what it is. It's quick. It's like a guerrilla warfare. It's in and out. It tells you the story. You're out. Thank you very much, sir.
Talk to you next week, Bill. Bye-bye.
Coming up next is Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.